A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not act is like a man, oops, I made a mistake, I left out a whole part, so I'm going to start all over again. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of the heart produces good, and the evil person out of evil treasure produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not act is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, immediately it fell, and great was the ruin of that house. September 11th, 2001, 9 years ago today. Is there anyone who does not remember the horror of that day? The surreal images on TV, the panic and fear everywhere, and the sudden and violent injuries and deaths of so many innocent people. And yet, in spite of the suffering and shock of that day, we remember, too, the countless and maybe even unnoticed courageous deeds of at least as many faithful, compassionate human beings who, in that time of unimaginable pain, reached out to their brothers and sisters, risking even their own lives to do so. The good person out of the treasure of the heart produces good, and the evil person out of evil produces evil. Each tree is known by its own fruit. In the part of the world where I live, September is the season of harvest. And what is more delightful to harvest than good, fresh-picked apples, peaches, plums, cherries? Naturally, this fruit comes from healthy, well-cared-for trees, and the opposite is true. If we know this about nature's bounty, why do we often forget that we, too, are products of our family, our environment, our education, our experiences that have nurtured us into being or not? What entered into the minds and hearts of those who planned and perpetrated those evil deeds of the day that came to be known as 9/11? Were they bad people? And were those who died good people? How do we get that way? Are some luckier than others? Are some more blessed than others? The mystery of good and evil has no easy answer. As people of faith, we acknowledge God as our Creator, and we trust that God will grant us the grace we need to grow and live in faithfulness to His will. We hope that the fruits of our lives will be good ones: kindness, compassion, justice, and peace, as well as a love that gives and forgives. Yes, God creates us and graces us with all that we need And the reality is that God provides for us through one another. Together we are called to not only hear, but also do what Christ tells us in the Gospels. We're called to build together the household of God on earth, on a rock-solid foundation of obedience to the Spirit, who dwells within us and among us and through us, the Spirit of love. In building together, we assist each other in living a good life, and thus the grace we need is there when we need it, because we are there for one another. None of those who rescued did it alone, and none of those who destroyed did it alone either. We walk together. We accompany each other in this orchard or construction project, depending on which imagery we prefer. Rooted in the good soil of Christ Himself, nurtured by the light and water of the Spirit, we will bear the same fruit that Christ bears, because we're baptized into His life. We're from the same tree. Spirit transforms us into Christ's very image, building the foundation of our house on the rock of Christ will provide a house that cannot be shaken. A house built on anything else, like our own efforts, won't bear the weight of the forces of this world. Christ, the foundation of our lives, is stronger than any other force. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit.